welcome to the Comic Book Rundown.
Welcome back to Comic Book Rundown. I'm your host, Joe, and I'm with me today is my co-host, Ron.
Hello, everybody.
We're on the fourth issue?
Yes.
Fourth issue of this Silver Surfer story arc. Issue number 15. 16. 16. I saw the 15 cents. That's what I saw.
Oh, 15. I was like, yeah.
My bad.
I didn't know that the Silver Surfer was the mightiest superhero of all.
I thought that was Thor.
Yeah. Maybe they trade off back and forth.
Maybe. If you'd like to check out our previous coverage, our last three episodes, or last three issues, go check those out. And so this one, this is our first introduction of what we have covered to Mephisto. And the Surfer has actually gone up against Mephisto at least once before, according to this
yes.
read. Not really sure what happened that time. Obviously,
but they don't like each other.
No, they hate each other. And Mephisto is, you know, he's a devil. So, yeah. But this one, Mephisto is, he's trying to get the Surfer's soul because that's just what he does. Like, my most prominent story that I can think of with Mephisto was, One More Day in Spider-Man when Aunt May died. Using quotations because she died like five times in that series. Similar to, I think Alfred. I think Alfred like died a couple different times through the Batman series. Now he's finally dead, but whatever.
Who's going to wash Batman's dishes?
He has to do it himself now. See, like, they're actually keeping him dead.
Does he know how?
He's learning.
I just imagine walking into Wayne Manor and there's like this pile of dishes in the trash because he didn't...
Just think of Dark Knight Returns. No, Dark Knight Rises. When Alfred left and Bruce had no idea what he was doing and everything went to shit for him. Literally.
How do I shave my face?
Anyway, so Mephisto is, he's coming up with a scheme to try and take out Surfer. So he goes to Earth and he has to don a disguise like everyone else. So he ends up, I'm not going to say, I think he does end up killing this homeless guy. I'm not entirely sure.
Yeah, but he ends up in a fedora and a trench coat.
Because that is the disguise of 1970s.
But did you notice that it goes from being a purplish-gray color to a bright blue color when he puts it on?
That's definitely in the art transition, because mine is...
no, actually, yours is the same.
No.
Yeah, turn up your brightness.
The bright's up.
Oh. It looks dark from over here.
Yeah, no, it's... I mean, yes, you're
anyways,
right. It changes.
Yeah.
That's just a coloring issue. You've got the comic, the graphic novel itself. I've got the Marvel Unlimited app, which was restored. Quote unquote restored. But yeah, so Mephisto is like walking through the city, and then all of a sudden he just can't bear the fact of all these humans looking at him. So he kills all humans.
Is this like ice? I don't know what the fuck's going on right here.
He literally just like unleashes.
But he splits the road in half or whatever. It looks like it's all ice covered.
Yeah.
And I don't honestly know what the fuck's going on.
It's
but
not
he
bad,
does.
Though. He does know.
Yeah.
What the fuck
he
doing.
Does some oogly googly magic stuff and
basically destroys whatever part of the city he was in.
And while that's going on...
I take it back. It's not the city. Well, no, it is a city.
Yeah.
It looks... When it pans out to the world, it looks like it's cracking the world. But that's just lightning in space, because that's a thing.
It's cosmic lightning. It's fine.
Lightning cosmic.
Lightning cosmic. Yeah, that's my bad. So, Silver Surfer runs into the barrier again, I think, by the looks of it.
I think so. Doesn't rightly say... No, well, no, I think he was actually running around space because... Because
why not?
Yeah, well,
what else does he have to
trying
do?
Trying to test the barrier.
Clever girl.
Mephisto has a lure for him, and it is Shala Baal, which is Surfer's
girlfriend
from whatever planet he was from. I can't remember.
I don't remember either. It says in here, I think.
It does say at some point. We'll get to it, and they'll be like, "Oh yeah, that was the
that was the planet."
So
Silver Surferdom Tenville.
So Mephisto summons him down to Earth, and that's what he. That's why it looks like he's falling down. And yeah, so this is where Surfer's like, "Oh, so Mephisto, you're trying to seek my soul again? Well, it's not going to happen." Blah blah blah.
Eat a bag of Dick Cosmic.
but Mephisto's like, no, you have it all wrong. I'm trying to help you.
Guy, I'm gonna help you. See,
thank you, Saddam Hussein. he's like, you're trying to get past this barrier that Galactus, put in your way, right? Well, here, let me fix that. Snap his fingers. I mean, he doesn't literally snap his fingers, but basically what he does is like, I'll give you the power to.
He's over here like, bippity boppity boo.
Yep. And Surfer's like, why are you helping me? Well,
Because we're friends now, right, buddy?
Basically. So Surfer's like, okay, cool. I guess I'll try it. And he goes back into space, flies through the barrier. And Surfer's like, oh my God, he's right. He's cool. I'm going to start trusting him now because it's just a devil, right? Nothing bad can come from that.
He did me a favor, and that's a solid. So, like, I guess I just owe him one, or...
Something like that. I don't know. So he flies back to his planet to find his girlfriend.
To bask in the beauty of Shala Baal. Of course, he just says my home planet, or the planet of my birth. He doesn't have to say what it's called.
But wait, why have I been so blind, so unsuspecting? Oh yeah, why would Mephisto grant me such a gift? I must be on guard, blah, blah, blah. He goes back to the world and he finds out that... Sharla is gone.
Husband kidnapped.
The guy's like, well, what happened to her? What happened? Where did she go? Oh, well, she was kidnapped by this, this monster. This man called Mephisto. Mephisto. Whoever heard that? Wait a minute.
That son of a... Fool me once, shame on me.
Yeah. So
or shame on you.
So he flies back to Earth and trying to attack Mephisto, but it's Mephisto and he can do whatever the fuck he wants. So he basically like sucks him back to Earth, I guess, into this whatever pit. They have like a little bit of a battle. Doesn't really do much. And honestly, like this whole entire time, this is a literal devil. And yeah, you have the power of cosmic, sure, but really can't get
much.
Literally just butting heads. Nothing's happening.
Yep.
Like, they're fighting each other here, they're fighting each other there. They end up flying back into space. S.H.I.E.L.D. and Nick Fury pop up, and they're like, well, what the hell is going on over here? Satellites are... what did they say here? Oh, there's something going on in space. Satellites aren't picking up anything. Like, the monsters aren't picking up anything. Like, we see this stuff happening, but we have no idea what's happening. Like, it could be an invasion. We really don't know. It's almost like
they're a government agency.
Yeah. So Mephisto is able to, after some more fighting,
he stole Spawn's cloak and caught Silver Surfer.
Basically that. Wraps them all up in the thing.
Or I guess it could be Doctor Strange's cloak also.
Didn't Spawn come out in the 90s? So didn't Spawn steal their cloak?
Possibly. I actually have no idea when it came out.
I think it was the 90s.
I know the movie came out in the 90s.
Mid-90s.
Mid-90s, I think it was.
I've got the issues. I gotta check those sometime. We might get to those at some point in time. So once Mephisto gets the Surfer back to the street level, he basically tells him, hey, look, I've got Shala, and... if you want to see her again, you need to do what I say. Otherwise, I'm going to torture her and torment her, and it'll be all in your head. So, Surfer's like, okay, fine, you got this. I will follow you. What do you need me to do? And we end the issue with Mephisto basically blatantly laughing. Ha ha ha, I finally did it. All you need to do is go destroy S.H.I.E.L.D. Bum, bum, bum.
Yeah. Because the devil is always straightforward.
I mean, it always works with me.
Thank you for listening to Comic Book Rundown. If you'd like to get a hold of us, you can do so on Twitter at Comic Rundown, on Instagram at Comic Book Rundown, or you can send your emails to comicbookrundown@gmail.com. We'll be back very soon with more to this Silver Surfer story.